No, the Black Lives Matters movement isn't being heard as much now as it had been some time ago. But the reality remains that just as all other lives matter, so do Black lives. We're still having many of the challenges that have plagued our nation since it was called America. And of course, we are still hearing quite a bit of passionate speech, which is sometimes denied, as to what's going on in America with race and the way that many people, including some of our leaders, many of our leaders, feel about Black lives. My focus right now is, where are the people who purport to be followers of Jesus Christ with regards to this matter? Black lives matter. When you hear that, those of you of all ethnicities, I'm talking to the Black race too, of all ethnicities, does your blood pressure begin to go up when you hear someone say Black lives matter? Or does compassion flow within you when you hear Black lives matter? Let's explore this again. Black lives and Christianity. In the fifth chapter of Revelation, the Apostle John saw something while he was on the island of Patmos as an exile who had been basically kicked out of the country as a result of his zeal for letting people know about the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And the angel whom Jesus sent to show John the things that must come showed him a lot. And while John was seeing what was to come, he says in the first verse of chapter 5, I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept, because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. And these are the words to the song that they sang. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. I want you to focus with me for just a minute or so on the description of these people. They were all people who had been purchased by the Lord Jesus for God. And they came from every tribe, every language, every people, and every nation. Ladies and gentlemen, he described a scene that included all the different colors of people, all the races of people from all over God's world. Not our world, God's world. Every tribe, every language, every people, and every nation had people representing them as people who had been purchased by the Lord Jesus for God the Father. And the Lord Jesus made all of those people to be a kingdom. Now that in itself is awesome. He made all of those people. They use the generic word men, but it also refers to women. It also refers to children who will have submitted their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and lived a life pleasing to him. People with his own blood, the Lord Jesus purchased people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation and made them to be a kingdom, an empire ruled by the great king who also made all of these people of all of these colors rulers, kings. But not only that, but also priests. When we are really thinking right, when we're not allowing contrariness and oppositional attitudes and foolishness, if you will, to control the way we think, we have a great respect for people who are truly born again, who are sincere in what they do as they fulfill their office as priests. And the Lord Jesus has made all of those people from every tribe, every language, every people, every nation to be a kingdom and to be priests to serve our God and to prove to you that they really are royalty. All of those colors of people, all of those colors of people are royalty. Verse 10 ends with the clause, and they will reign on the earth. I would like to propose that we really begin to value that kind of scene right now in our temporary phase of life to show God that we do truly love him by truly loving all of his people right now and loving all of his people so much that we do everything in our power to make life as good as we can for all the groups that make up God's kingdom. I mentioned that there are so many people of all races who oppose the good for so many different people, but especially for people of color and within the nation of America, especially the black race. But also mentioned that there are many who do so much good for us. They do good for all the ethnicities, including the black race. And this study by the Barna Group is one example of that reality. They conducted this research to help us understand that there's work to be done in our hearts and our minds, and really and truly, regardless of our ethnicity, this is an individual matter. As many of us as will, let's love the way God has commanded us to love so that he can see his body, his kingdom, taking the shape, the form, taking on the look that he has already determined it's going to have. That will be a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.